Greetings.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们能够一同去敬拜你。
So that we may come to your worship together.
求主，特别通过今天的经文提醒我们每一个人。
May you remind each one of us through today's passage.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
2017年最让你担，就是你看新闻的时候，2017年让你最担心的新闻是什么呢？
So when you are reading the news or hear the news, what to worry the most in the year of 2017?
是什么？你们？
What is it?
啊？新的总统啊？哦嘿。
Are you worried for the president?
那对我来说呢，2017年最让我担心的新闻呢是天气。
是什么？
天气 ，weather。
For me, for this year, the only thing I'm really worried is the weather.
你知道呢？我们2016年呢，是我们人类有历史上以来最热的一年。
So the year 2016 was the hottest year in human history.
过去，就是我们20世纪的时候，这个海平面上升的速度。比起过去2700年，的速度还要快。
So the sea level rose faster in 20th century than previous 2,700 years.
你知道吗？现在在南极有一个冰块，快要裂开啊。
So there's iceberg in the Arctic is going to explode.
当它裂开的时候，它会产生一个冰山。这个冰山有2/3的台湾这么大。
So when the world explodes, you're going to have a small ice mountain which is 3 times the size of Taiwan.
2/3。
2/3 of Taiwan.
Okay. 如果全个冰山都融化的时候呢，科学家相信呢，这个海洋的水平线会上升4寸。
So if the entire will melt, the sea level will raise 4 inches.
还有呢，他们讲到这个 El Nino 这个现象，可能在今年7月就在开始。
So they think also the El Nino will come back in this year July.
你知道这个现象通常是4到10年才出现一次的。
Usually, El Nino occurs only between 4 to 10 years.
还有呢，他们发现呢，这个海洋的氧气的含量，过去50年呢，就降低2%。
So also the oxygen level dropped. 50%,
and then 2%
as 50 years.
那其实20-30年前呢，科学家已经警告我们。
Actually, the scientists have warned us long ago.
他说呢，我们现在人类的就是活在这个历史的一个临界点。
So he told us we live.In the historical critical point.
如果人类不改变的时候呢，恐怕我们会发生一些变化，是我们永远不能再改变过来的。
If we do not change, something will happen that we will never be able to change it.
那么我看了2017年的这些新闻以后呢，我怕我们已经过了这一点了。
When I was looking at 2017, I think we already passed the critical point.
那我们今天看马太福音11章。
Today we're going to study Matthew chapter 11.
其实马太福音11、12章也是我们人类历史的一个临界点。
So we can see Matthew 11 and chapter 12 are also the critical point for us.
那当时耶稣已经传道超过2年了。
In those days, Jesus has been in his ministry for 2 years.
那耶稣来的时候呢，他传道就告诉人呢，天国近了。
When he first came, he told people that the kingdom is near.
你们要悔改。
You should repent.
那么我们记得了马太福音第十章里面呢，就是耶稣差派门徒去传福音。
Matthew 10, Jesus sent his disciples to preach the gospel.
那么，如果当时，这些人呢听到这个福音，他们相信耶稣的时候
，If in those days the people who heard the gospel and believed,
那么天国就应该来了
，Then the kingdom would be here already.
但是呢，我们知道过了2000年，只是这个天国还没到
啊。But we know even 2000 years passed, the kingdom is still not here.
为什么会这样子？
Why is it?
为什么本来神说，耶稣说这个天国近了，但是过了这么多年了还没到呢？
Why does Jesus say the kingdom is near, but after 2000 years, it's still not here?
原因就是当时的人没有。就是有一个没有接受耶稣的福音呢。
That's because in those days those people did not accept the gospel.
所以耶稣所预言的事情就没有发生。
That's why what Jesus prophesied did not happen.
我们今天呢会看，当时耶稣传福音2年以后，当时的人的反应是怎么样。
Now we will see the response of the people who heard Jesus after 2 years.
11章12节里面呢，他讲到了从世使约翰的时候直到现在，天国是不断遭受猛烈的攻击，残暴的人企图把它夺去。
So in Matthew 11:12, it says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and the violent people have been leading it."
耶稣在16节里面呢，他是形容了这个世代的人呢，是一个没有反应的一个世代。
So in verse 16, it says that the repent is a people did not respond to Jesus.
所以当我们今天看的经文20到24节的时候呢，耶稣就说你们有祸了。
That's why when the passage today we read from 20 to 24, it says woe to you.
那我想今天呢，就是通过这个经文呢，去看一看耶稣当时的警告。
So let us look at the warning that Jesus gave those people in those days.
免得呢，我们错过了这个临界点。
Let us miss the critical point.
因为当你错过了这个临界点以后，你就不能再有机会去逆转这个转变了。
So if you miss the critical point, you will not have any chance to change back.
20节里面呢，耶稣这样子讲。
In verse 20, Jesus said this.
耶稣在诸城中行了许多的异能。哪些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他说，高拉逊呢，你有祸了。
Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of these miracles had been performed because they did not repent. So he said, woe to you, Chorazin.
那为什么耶稣会责备他们？
Why did Jesus criticize them？
责备这个字，其实呢，就是好像我们发火一样的，发脾气一样。
So to rebuke them is if we lose our temper.
因为当时的人呢，对耶稣呢没有反应呢。
Because they did not respond to Jesus.
耶稣是期望他们听了福音以后有一个反应，这个反应就是悔改。
So Jesus expects them to respond to the gospel by repenting.
那这些人听了以后不是完全没有反应。
It's not they did not respond at all after they heard it.
比方说，耶稣在三宝书里面讲完道以后呢，有很多人跟随他。
For example, after the sermon on the mount, many many people followed Jesus.
当耶稣治好一个瘫子的时候呢，他们归荣耀给神。
So when he cured a paralytic, and they give glory to God.
但是问题，耶稣为什么会生气呢？就是他们没有耶稣这个预期的反应，就是悔改。
So why did Jesus become angry? Because they did not show the expected response to repent.
为什么耶稣会说他们是有祸呢？
Why did Jesus say no to them?
因为呢，二十节呢，耶稣说，耶稣在诸城行了许多异能，哪些城里面的人呢，终不，你看我圣经不是说他们终不信耶稣，他们圣经是说他们终不悔改。
So,You look at verse 20, because Jesus performed many miracles in the city, but those people did not repent.
那圣经选的这个字是悔改，不是信耶稣，我想是有一个意义在里面。
The reason the Bible used the word repent did not say believe in Jesus, I believe there's a reason for that.
因为圣经是告诉我们，人是信耶稣之前呢，他必须要悔改。
The Bible tells us before people believe in Jesus, they must repent first.
也可以这样子说，一个真正悔改，一个真正信耶稣的人呢，一个真正的基督徒，他必定会回到他的罪去悔改。
So you can say that a true Christian, a believer of Jesus, will repent his sins.
那我们人呢，可以因为不同的原因来到神的面前。
We came before God for different reasons.
我想，比方说你去听，人讲他的得救见证的时候呢，你都会发觉，他们可能因为不同的原因。
So if you listen to the testimonies of people during their conversion, they have different reasons.
有的人呢，是因为神听他祷告啊。
Some people say that they hear the prayers.
有些人呢，他为什么对神有兴趣，就是因为呢，他来到教会，觉得弟兄姊妹的爱很吸引他。
Some were interested in the church because when he came to the church, he found the love of from the brothers and sisters.
有些人是因为他明白神是创造主，所以他对神有兴趣。
Some because they understand it.God is the creator, therefore they are interested.
但是我问你是什么原因吸引你来到神面前？
But doesn't matter what are the reason that brought you to God.
我们有你要进神的家，都是通过同一道门。
We can only enter God, the home of God, through one door.
这道门呢，圣经讲到了就是主耶稣。
So this gate is our Lord Jesus.
耶稣说：“我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救。”
So Jesus says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved."
所以你发觉啊，很多时候，如果有新来的朋友到教会呢，我们最常问他一个问题。
So oftentimes when people, new people come to church, we often ask the one question:
你信了耶稣没有啊？
Have you believed in Jesus yet?
我刚来教会，的时候，人家也是这样子问我。
When I first came to church, they also asked me the same question.
但是我很不喜欢这条问题。
But I don't like this question.
因为根本上我就不知道他们问什么。
Because I do not understand what they're asking about.
信耶稣是什么意思啊？
What does believe in Jesus mean?
信耶稣是相信耶稣是一个历史人物啊。
So does that mean we believe Jesus is a historical figure?
还是你相信耶稣的教训是对的呢？
Or do you believe in Jesus' teachings?
其实当我们说我们信耶稣的时候，我们必须有一个正确的动机，你才知道你所信的是什么。
So when we say we believe in Jesus, we must have a true motive, then you will know what you're believing.
有人呢曾经点子说
，Someone says this。
他告诉我他为什么信耶稣。
He told me why he believed in Jesus。
因为他女朋友说他是永远不会嫁给一个非基督徒的。
Because his girlfriend told him she will never marry a non-Christian。
所以他就来教会里面学这些圣经了。
So he came to church to learn the Bible。
他学得很好。
He learned pretty well.
这个福音呢，他可以背出来。
He can memorize the gospel.
他可以呢，把我们的这些我们的信仰的这个这些信条啊，他都可以背出来。
He can also recite our belief.
你查问他的得救，他可以给你 就是很满意的一个答案。
When you ask each of them to say, he can give a very satisfactory answer.
但是问题就是他的动机不对的时候，其实他没有真正的信耶稣。
But because his motive was not right, therefore he was not truly saved.
换句话说，他没有走过耶稣节道。
Because he did not enter through the gate of Jesus.
那么信耶稣正确的动机是什么？
What is true?Motive for believing in Jesus.
耶稣说就是悔改。
Jesus says, repent.
谁是要悔改？
You have to repent all the time.
那什么人需要悔改？
Who needs to repent?
就是知道自己有罪的人才需要悔改。
For those who know they are sinful, therefore they repent.
为什么悔改是才是一个正确的一个信耶稣的动机？
Why is repent the true accurate motive for believing in Jesus?
因为圣经说耶稣来的目的就是要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
So because the purpose of Jesus came is to deliver his people from sin.
耶稣是罪人的救主。
Jesus is the redeemer of sin, sinful people.
所以你信耶稣的时候，你的意思就是我相信耶稣是我的救主。
So when you believe in Jesus, you are believing Jesus is your savior.
他救我脱离罪。
He delivered me from sin.
以致让我可以归到神的身上。
So you that may have returned the image of God.
这个就是圣经所讲的悔改。
This is the repentance from the Bible.
就是你远离罪，转向神。
So you depart from sin and turn to God.
每一个基督徒都有这个经历。
Every Christian has such experience.
圣灵会责备人。
So the Holy Spirit will warn us.
使世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Teach us that we can repent from our own unrighteousness.
基督徒因为明白自己不能救自己的时候呢
，So the Christians understand that they cannot save themselves.
他就去找耶稣成为他的救主。
So he will go ask Jesus to be his savior.
基督徒不是靠自己解决他的罪。
Christians cannot solve the problem of sin by themselves.
他是相信耶稣为他死在十字架上解决他的罪。
He believed Jesus died for him on the cross. That solved his sin.
也为他复活。
And also resurrected for him.
那这一个经历、这个了解呢，是我们每一个基督徒共同的一个了解。
So this understanding is common understanding for all Christians.
每一个基督徒都有悔改的这个经验。
So every Christian had the experience of repenting.
不单只在他信主的时候，在他平常的生活里面，我们也会常常在神面前悔改。
So not only at the time of a conversion, but also just in our daily lives, we often have to repent.
耶稣告诉我们悔改，就是福音期望的一个反应。
So Jesus taught us that repent is the expectation of responses to the gospel.
这个让我们问下一个问题。
So that leads me to ask the next question.
为什么这些人见到耶稣行这么多的神迹以后？他们还不悔改呢。
Why those people who have seen many, many miracles by Jesus, but yet they do not repent?
耶稣指出，骄傲是一个人不悔改的原因。
Jesus pointed out that pride is the reason for people not repenting.
在二十一节里面呢，耶稣提到两个城市。
In verse 21, Jesus pointed out the two cities.
这两个城市就是推罗士顿.
The two cities are Tyre and Sidon.
所以耶稣呢是将把现在的一个城市在哥拉逊跟过去的两个城市做一个比较。
So Jesus compared the current. As a city, Corinthian when it surpassed the cities of Tyre and Sidon.
那我们先来看特罗士顿是什么城市。
Let's look at the hot cities of Tyre and Sidon.
那这两个呢，只是在以色列旁边的一个外邦人的一个两个城市。
So these two cities are the Gentiles, on the side of Israel.
它是在地中海的这边的海边。
They're toward the north shores of the Mediterranean.
其实，在旧约里面呢，特罗士顿呢是很出名的敬拜假神的一个。
So in the Old Testament time, Tyre and Sidon are places to worship idols.
我们记得呢，旧约里面有一个王后，就是耶洗别，其实就是士顿的一个公主。
We know that the Queen Jezebel was a princess of Sidon.
所以呢，他们呢，就是他把敬拜巴利，这个偶像呢，带进以色列的。
She is the one who brought the worship of Baal into Israel.
那二十一节里面呢，耶稣说，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在特罗士顿，他们早就披麻蒙会改了。
In verse 21 says, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago."
那为什么特罗士顿会改？
Why would the Sidon will repent?
因为当他们见到耶稣神迹的时候
，When they saw Jesus' miracles,
他们就发现他们所敬拜的巴利呢，其实是一个假神。
So they realized that the God they worship, the Baal, are false gods.
因为他们的巴利就不能做到耶稣所行的神迹。
So their God cannot perform the miracles that Jesus can perform.
那么就证明耶稣所敬拜的神呢才是真神。
So now we know that God, Jesus worship is the true God.
所以对特罗士顿的人来说，他们悔改离开巴利去敬拜耶和华是理所当然的。
So for people of Tyre and Sidon, when they depart from Baal and worship Jehovah, is the right thing to do.
另外两个城市呢，耶稣用来比较的。就是呢，加利利跟从前的这个索多玛。
So the other two cities Jesus used to compare is Galilee and Sodom.
是加百隆跟索多玛。
Capernaum, it's Capernaum and Sodom.
那加百隆呢，其实它是耶稣的工作的大本营呢。
So we know that Capernaum is the home base for Jesus' ministry.
它旁边有一个城市叫帕蔡大。
在 on the side of Capernaum, the city called Bethsaida.
那这个城市是耶稣其中三个门徒，就是彼得、安德烈跟腓力的家乡。
So that's the hometown of Peter, Andrew, and who's the other one?
Philip.所以呢，他耶稣说，这个加百隆啊，这个派菜大，他们有祸了。
That is a road to Capernaum and road to Bethsaida.
因为他们不悔改。
Because they do not repent.
那为什么他们不悔改
？Why do they repent？
其实，因为他们是一个以色列的一个城市。
Because they are the cities of Israel.
对他们来说，他们一生人就是敬拜耶和华。
So for their whole entire life, they worship Jehovah.
所以对他来说，为什么他们要悔改
？So why should they need to repent?
二十三节里面呢，就提到另外一个旧约的城市。
So in verse 23, it mentions another city of the Old Testament.
二十三节讲到，加百隆啊，你已经升到天上，将来必堕落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以传到今天。
So verse 23, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heaven? No, you will go down to hell. For if the miracles that were performed in you and been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day.
那所罗马门都一定有一很熟悉的。
Well, I'm sure we're familiar with Sodom.
因为呢，这一个城市就是在创世纪里面呢，神用火跟硫磺把它毁灭了。
So this is the city God destroyed with fire in the Old Testament Genesis.
犹大书第七章里面呢，讲到所多玛跟俄摩拉和周围的城邑的人呢，是照着他意味行淫，随着利心的情欲。就受永火的刑罚。
In Jude 7, it says that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah and their surrounding towns, they practiced sexual immorality and perversion. That's why they were suffered from the punishment.
那所以所多玛是一个怎么样的一个城市？
So what kind of city is Sodom?
它就是一个道德破产的一个城市。
So it's a city where they have a moral bankruptcy.
全个城市里面，你只找到一个义人。
You can only find one righteous in the entire city.
这个义人就是罗
德。So this one righteous person is Lot.
其他没有一个有道德的人。
And there's none that are moral.
但是为什么就是说，如果只是所多玛人听到见到他的神迹的时候，他们会悔改呢
？So why did Jesus say that if the people of Sodom saw his miracle, they will repent?
因为如果这些人见到耶稣所行的神迹
，If those people who saw the miracle of Jesus，
他就会知道神的国的确快要来了。
They would know that God's kingdom is truly coming.
那么这个神的国来之前，神的审判就会出现呢。
They also know that the judgment will come before the kingdom comes.
如果他们不悔改的时候，他们一定下地狱了。
So if they do not repent, they will go to hell.
但是为什么这个反而这个加百农呢？这些地方的人见到耶稣行神迹，他们不悔改呢
？But why the people in Capernaum?When they saw the miracle, they do not repent.
原因就是加百农是以色列的城市。
Because Capernaum is the city of Israel.
以色列人从小长大，他就遵守律法。
So the Israelites, they obey the law ever since they're young.
对他们来说，我有什么地方需要悔改
？So they don't think they need to repent.
我不知道你有没有这个经验。
I don't know if you have such an experience.
你向人传福音的时候，你问他一个问题。
If you try to spread the gospel to people, you ask them a question.
你问他，如果你离开世界，你觉得你会上天堂啊，还是下地狱呢
？So you ask them, if you're going to leave this world, will you go to heaven or you will go down to Hades?
那我常常问这条问题哦。
Then he will answer.
我发现呢，我大部分的朋友啊，每一个都告诉我，他们是上天堂的。
All my friends, they all tell me they're going to heaven.
那不是因为他们是基督徒，这些都不是基督徒。
But not because they're Christian, because they are not.
我就问他，为什么你觉得你可以上天堂呢
？So I ask them, why do you think you can go to heaven?
有一个给我的答案，我觉得最能表现他们心里面所想的。
One of the answers can really tell us what they're thinking in themselves.
他说呢，地狱不是给好像我这样子的人去哦。
He says, "Hey, it's not for people like me to go."
对很多人来说，地狱是给谁去的
？So for most people, who is the hell for people to go? For what kind of people to go?
就是给这些没有道德，好像所多玛这些。
Give to those people without morality, like people in Sodom. They should go to ladies. But I'm very good. I have a contribution for the country, for society, and for the home. So I should be going to heaven.
但是呢，耶稣提醒我们。
But Jesus reminds us.
耶稣提醒我们，就是加百农，你以为你会上天堂吗？你是去阴间的。
But Jesus reminds us. Capernaum, do you think you're going to heaven? But you are going down to Hades.
我们常常有一个错觉，就是这些不道德了。敬拜假神的人呢，他们才会去地狱。但是如果我在教会长大，那我就不会了。
We all gonna have the delusion that we think those immoral people will go to Hades, but I do not think that way.
我记得有一个人，我问他：“你确定你会上天堂吗
？”I was asked, "Are you sure you're going to heaven?"
他告诉我。我在我妈妈的肚子里面已经开始去教会了。
He tells me I begin to go to church even when I was in my mother's womb.
他从来没有想过他需要福音，需要悔改。
He never thought that he needs the gospel or he needs to repent.
很多人只见到别人的罪。
Some people only see other people's sins.
没有想到自己犯了罪。
They don't think themselves are sinful.
很多时候，我们跟这些罪犯的分别
，Many times the difference between us and the criminals，
不是犯罪与不犯罪的分别
，It is not the difference between sin or not。
我们的分别是多与少的分别
，So the difference is the quantity, some are more, some are less。
所以耶稣警告这些教会的人
，So Jesus warned those people。
他说：“加百农啊，你已经进到偏差吗？”将来必堕落阴间。
So he says, Capernaum, do you think will you be lifted up to the heaven? No, you're going down to Hades.
罗马书13节提醒我们。
Romans chapter 2:13 it reminded us.
原来在神面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法称义。
For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law.
你知道，当我们人去遵守神的律法的时候，我们才发觉一个事情。
When we begin to obey the law, we discover something.
这个就是罗马书第七章里面所讲的。
This is what Romans 7 says.
立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善我不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里面的罪做的。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing.
当人去遵守圣经里面的律法
，When people try to obey the law of the Bible，
你会发觉圣经好像一面镜子一样。
You will realize the Bible just like a mirror。
他会告诉你，其实你是一个罪人。
It will tell you that you are actually a sinner。
你会好像罗马书所讲的提醒我们，你其实没有能力去遵守行善这些事情。
Just like what says Romans, we have no ability to do good.
So,
so the only way out for us is to come before Jesus and repent and follow him. This is the Galatians that says that, so the law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith.
当我们谦卑下来的时候
When we humble ourselves,
我们会发觉我们是一个坏透的一个罪人
We realize that we are very depraved sinner.
我们不能靠自己行义到神面前
We cannot be righteous before God.
所以我们就会在耶稣面前悔改，接受他的救恩。
So we repent before Jesus and receive His salvation.
圣经告诉我们，这样你就可以来到神面前。
And the Bible tells us only by doing this we can come before God.
最后，耶稣提醒我们。
The last Jesus reminds us.
灭亡是不悔改的结局。
So perish is the consequence of not repenting.
你看那耶稣警告这些不悔改的城市。
You see, Jesus is warning those cities who do not repent.
他用旧约这些外邦人的城市提醒他们。
So he used those cities in the Old Testament to warn them.
二十一节呢，他说，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗士顿，他们早已披麻蒙悔改了。
In verse 21, it says, For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented to long ago in sackcloth and dust.
23节说，若行在所多玛，他还可以存到今日。
In verse 22, if were done in Sodom, they can still remain today.
那所以把两节圣经放在一起的时候，耶稣是告诉你。如果你悔改，你就可以存到今天了。
So if you combine those together, if you repent, you can remain today.
但是如果你不悔改呢？
What happens if you do not repent?
不悔改，二十二节其实就是告诉我们你会灭亡了。
So verse 22, if you don't repent, we will be condemned.
当审判，二十二节讲到当审判的日子。推罗士顿所受的比你还容易受呢。
So by the time of judgment, the Tyre and Sidon are more tolerable than what you are suffering.
二十四节讲到当审判的日子，所多玛所受的比你们还容易受呢。
So verse 24 is that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
那耶稣在这里告诉我们，不悔改的结果就是灭亡。
So Jesus tells us, if you do not repent, you shall perish.
那不单止灭亡了，在地狱里面呢，有不同程度的惩罚的。
So not only just perish, in the lady, there are different degrees of punishment.
有一些人所受的比其他人是更难受的。
For some, they will suffer much more than the others.
有一点像我们中国人的讲到地狱有十八层一样。
Just like the Chinese, we say there are 18 layers in the lady.
耶稣提醒我们，迦南城的审判呢，是有不同程度的一个惩罚。
So Jesus is reminding us that the future punishment have different degrees of punishment.
那么你痛苦的程度是怎么决定呢
？So how do we determine how miserable that going to be?
当然就是看你的罪的大小。
It is look at the degrees of your sin.
那么你说什么罪是大罪啊？
Then you ask, what sin is great sin?
是不是犯了十诫是一个很大的罪呢
？Is that when you offended the Ten Commandment?
那如果你看这些旧约的这些外邦的城市，好像推罗士顿，他就犯了第一、第二条十诫。
So if you look at Tyre and Sidon, they committed against the first and second commandment.
因为他拜偶像，没有单一的敬拜耶和华。
Because they worship idols, they not only worship the only true God.
So,
the Sodom commanded the number seven, do not commit adultery.
但是耶稣说，这些城市彼此，哥拉逊，波太大跟加百农呢所受的更轻。
But Jesus says, for those people who have suffered are much the people in Corinthian and Bethsaida are much lighter.
原因是什么
？Why？
原因就是这些以色列的城市，他见到这么明显的一个启示，他们还不悔改。
Because the people in the Israelites, they have seen the clear.Revelation, and yet they do not repent.
当他们见到耶稣的神迹好像视而不见的时候，其实他们就是藐视神。
So when they come out of South America, Jesus said, but if they didn't, they are despising God.
藐视神是一个很严重的一个罪。
To contempt God is a very serious sin.
那么藐视这个罪，是看你藐视的对象有多大，去决定你的惩罚有多大的。
So when you are in contempt, depends who are you in contempt with.
举个例子，比方说你藐视我。
For example, if you despise only me.
Okay, 大概你没有什么结果。
I don't think you have any sin.
但是如果你藐视法庭呢，你可以坐牢。
But if you are in contempt with the court, then you will be in prison.
所以你就明白为什么藐视这个创造主这个神的时候，他们的罪彼此只是杀人放火。 不道德更严重。
So if you understand why if you are in contempt with God, your sin is much greater than killing and commit adultery.
以色列人知道真神是谁。
The Israelites, they know who true God is.
但是他不理他。
But they do not pay attention to him.
所以这一个才是一个最大的罪。
So that is the greatest sin.
所以同样，如果你有听过福音，
you have heard the gospel，
你要读过圣经，
you have read the Bible，
你知道里面所讲的真神是谁，
you know who the true God is in the Bible，
但是你不管他，
but you do not care for him，
那么这个是一个很严重的一个罪，
so this is a very serious sin。
但是有些人会这样子说，
but some people may say。
这些以色列的城市，他见过耶稣所行的神迹吗
？These cities of Israel, they see the miracles of Jesus.
我没有见过耶稣的神迹，我也没有见过耶稣，我不会改，不算是藐视神呢。
I have not seen Jesus. I have not seen the miracles. So, if I do repent, I shouldn't be condemned.
那虽然我们现代的人。 没有机会去见到耶稣所行的神迹。
Even though today we cannot see the miracles performed by Jesus，
但是我们仍然可以见到大自然的一个启示。
But we can see the nature。
这个就是罗马书里面1章20节里面所讲的。
So this is Romans chapter 1 verse 20。
自从造天地以来，神的有能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但执着所造之物，就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。For
since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
其实我们对科学越来越了解的时候，我们对其实这个大自然的证据其实是越来越明显的。
So after the more we know about the science, the more we know about the nature.
所以这个大自然对证明神的存在的证据是。
So the nature of the existence of God is even more relevant.
Now,
I'll give you an example. So we know that 8 asteroids in the solar system.
我们地球就是第三个 planet 嘛，第三个行星。So
the Earth is the third one.
我们知道啊，如果你太近太阳，会发生什么事情？
If you get too close to sun, something is going to happen.
为什么呢？热死了，我们是。Because
of the heat.
Okay. 如果太远了，你看太远太远，会发生什么事情？
If you get too far from the sun, then what happens?
冷死了。So
freeze to death.
但是呢，我们还知道一个事情哦，太阳会放射性的。这些radiation 呢、啊？
So we know that the sun will give out those radiations.
如果我们没有一个方法去保护自己的时候呢，我们每一个生物每一个人呢在地球上面呢都会生这些皮肤癌就死掉了。
So if we cannot protect ourselves from the radiation, we will suffer from skin cancer and then we shall die.
其实地球有两个方法去保护我们。
So the world, the earth has two ways to protect us.
第一个就是我们这个大气层。
So we will have the great expanse.
第二呢就是我们地球的这个magnetic field, 这个磁场。
The other one is the magnetic field of the Earth.
它会把这个太阳的这些 radiation 呢，会分散出去，不会直接的打在地球上面。
So the electric can reflect the expansion can reflect the radiation away from us.
但是太空呢，还有一个很危险的事情。
That is another very dangerous thing.
就是太空有很多陨石。
So there are many meteors.
它会撞在这个地球上面。
They will run into the Earth.
那如果撞在地球上面，只是地球就完蛋了。
So when the meteors come, then the Earth will be destroyed.
那么你知道为什么地球在这个太阳系怎么走都没有发生这个，就是给很大的陨石撞碰到的事情呢
？Do you know why it's so long the time that greatest destruction has never happened?
原因就是在我们旁边呢，有一个木星
Jupiter is right next to us.
它就好像一个很大的吸尘机一样呢，把这些陨石呢都吸进去。
So he vacuumed into the Jupiter all the meteors.
还有呢，我们地球有一个月亮
，and there's a moon.
这个月亮呢，如果你看一看哈，这个呢是我们平常见到的月亮啊。
This is the moon we usually see.
这个是月亮的背后。
That's the back of the moon.
你知道为什么它这么多这些洞吗？
Why do you see that so many holes?
因为月亮就帮地球的挡了很多的陨石。
So this means the moon also shielded the Earth from many of the meteors.
所以大部分的这些陨石呢，都已经解决了。
So the problem of meteors are already solved.
但是还是会有一些呢走漏的嘛。
But some are left.
但是呢，当它经过我们的大气层的时候，它都会消掉。
So when it passes through the expanse, they will burn up.
所以当它真的撞在这个地球上面呢，它变成很小。
So if it really hit on the Earth, it becomes really small.
所以你看在这个地球啊，跟这个太阳系的关系的时候，我问你为什么会有原子的射击呢
？So why is such a design between the Earth and the solar system?
有人说，因为大爆炸的时候爆出来就是原
子吗 ？Something is from the big.Big Bang.
但是我相信其实是有一个有智慧的神呢在背后去把这些事情安排好所以人可以活在这个地球上面这个解释的比较合理
So I believe there is a very high wisdom that behind the whole thing andOr organize the plan that way. I think this is a better explanation.
当我们越了解这个科学的时候，你就会越见到这个地球、这个人类所有这些设计其实是很奇妙的。
So the more we know about the science, the more we understand how miraculous the design of the universe is.
你会发觉，其实这些事情不可能是。机缘巧合而来的。
So you know those things are not happening just by chance.
耶稣警告我们，当你见到这么明显的证据的时候，你还不离神的时候，那么你的结局比起这些索多玛这些城市更糟糕。
So Jesus will remind us, when we see such great evidence and we still do not believe in God, so we are going to be worse, suffering more than the people of the Sodom and Chorazin.
马太福音十一章呢，是当时的一个临界点。
So the Matthew 11 was a warning for those days.
因为他们不会悔改的时候，天国就没有在这个段时间来临了。
Because they did not repent, therefore the kingdom did not come during that time.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个天国还是会来的。
But the Bible tells us the kingdom is still yet to come.
耶稣是会第二次回来这个世界里面审判这个世界，建立他的国。
So Jesus will come again, and will judge the world, and will establish his kingdom.
你怎么去回应福音的时候，就决定你将来的结果。
So how do you respond to the gospel to determine your consequences?
你会怎么面对神的审判呢？
Why are you going to face judgment from God?
耶稣如果有一天问你，为什么我要给你上天堂？
So Jesus will ask you one day, why should I let you go into heaven?
你会告诉耶稣说，地狱不是给我这样子的人去的。
You will tell Jesus that the hate is not for people like me.
还是你告诉耶稣，我在妈妈的肚子开始已经去教会了。
Or you tell Jesus, I began to go to church when I was in my mother's womb.
还是你告诉耶稣，当我听到这个福音的时候，我悔改了。
Or you tell Jesus, when I heard the gospel, I repented.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Jesus.
因为你把神的福音带给这个世界。
Because you brought the gospel of God to this world.
但是你警告我们。
But you also warned us.
希望我们听到这个福音却不悔改的时候的结果是什么？
You warned us, if we do not repent, we will hear the gospel, but the consequence will be.
我为到今天听这个道理的每一个人交托在主手里面。
So we present this truth into everyone here today.
我希望我们每一个人听到福音的时候，我们的反应都是悔改。
So that we wish whoever we hear this gospel, we shall repent.
以致到我们有一天会在天堂里面见面。
Until one day we will see each other in heaven.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.